Hi, good afternoon. My name is Rodney. I'm from Barbados and I live here in lovely Lancaster County. I moved here in 2009, that's years ago. So I'm just with my podcast. Hi, my name is Rodney. Basically, this is my first podcast. I'm just going to give you guys the experience of a Barbadian national living in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. Well, I've been here since 2009. And I'm going to share with you a lot of my experiences living amongst the Amish and living in a totally new country. I first moved here in 2009, around November. I used to visit the United States before, like go to Miami, Vegas, New York, all the heres and theres you need to visit. Then I got married and Lancaster County became my home. Being from Barbados, it was a different experience. No beaches, sunshine, but only 6 months of the year. It's winter. That was honestly surprising to me. The first time I got here, that was around November, I believe, 28th. That was the first time I actually saw snow. I couldn't believe it. I'm saying to myself, why did I leave the sunshine for this? Ah, but then I forgot. Oh, my wife. Well, let's begin my story. It's going to be a long story. When I first came here, I used to live in an apartment not too far from where I live now. I worked for Radio Shack for a couple of years. My experience at Radio Shack was quite enterprising. I used to work on the Radio Shack on Columbia Avenue. There I met a lot of interesting people. But before I get that part, well, my process to get work here, I had to go through the process of getting a work permit and getting my green card. My work permit took me like 3 months to get, which then I like started applying for jobs. But the problem was, I had no resume, no experience in the US. All my experience was back in Barbados, where I used to live before. I'm saying to myself, how am I going to get a job over here? Me from Barbados, no resumes, no one to call and say, well, Rodney was this and Rodney was that. But I say, nah, I'm going to proceed. As my motto is, perseverance seldom fails. So I got my first job at Radio Shack. It wasn't a bad job, minimum wage, commission, but before I got that job, I applied for it, but I didn't hear back. So knowing me and my perseverance, I called and called the manager, then I got my interview. And it went from there. Got my job at Radio Shack. First job in the US, pay me $7.25 an hour, plus whatever commission I made in sales. I'm saying to myself, wow, it feels good to get a job in the US. But then my next step was to get my green card, which came like another 6 months. For me to get that green card, I had to apply to USCIS, go through a lot of physicals, background search, FBI checks. But eventually I got it. I lived in an apartment with my wife for at least the first 4 years when I moved here. 4 years. I said to myself, you know what, I need to do better, get a different job, and get a house. That's what I worked on. Then I got my house eventually in 2012, actually. Yep, bought my first house in Lancaster County. All I'm saying to myself, I've lived here for 5 years, married, changed jobs, and bought a house. I was a proud person then. Before I bought a house, I had switched jobs at Radio Shack. I would work for Frito-Lay, and then I used to do work for CarMax, selling cars on a part-time basis. Well, since then, now here I am. So let me give you my full story. Before moving out of Lancaster in Barbados, I was a taxi driver. I used to operate from a hotel called the Sandy Lane Hotel, where you would meet a lot of different famous people. Guys like Simon Cowell, a lot of English football players. I even drove Tiger Woods once. That was the night he got married. And I'm saying to myself, wow, Tiger Woods, that's a big name. Well, that was my life back in Barbados. Meeting famous people, a lot of rich millionaires and billionaires, and just driving cab. Sometimes I miss that life, but sometimes you have to move on. So when I moved here, it was a difference. How should I put it? My old life had gone, where I could get anything and everything, and all of my contacts, they were literally out of my life. In Barbados, I was well known. Rodney or Mackenzie or Big Mac. Anything I wanted, I just called a couple of people, got this done, got that done. But over here was a different experience to me. I'm saying to myself, how am I going to survive in this country for the next couple of years, for the rest of my life? The first couple of months, I felt as if I wanted to move back.